Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Interesting numbers that were floating around yesterday from Bill Barnwell about just some of the top teams in the NFL and how old teams are, how young teams are. And this is just based off of the snaps and age. You just got done saying you think defensively they're not playing a lot of young guys, but it's kind of intriguing to see it broken down this way. So, for example, the Chiefs' average age on offense is 27.2 years old. That is the middle of the pack of the league, 16th. They are they're not the oldest. They're not the youngest.
Not
they're in the middle.
And that's with an older
30-year-old quarterback.
Well, Patrick Mahomes is in the top 10 oldest quarterbacks in the NFL because so many teams have bad quarterbacks. Yeah. A lot of them are in their 20s.
If you're wondering, the youngest offense in the league right now is the Rams, or the oldest. I'm sorry, offense in the league is the Rams.
Stafford's really not helping that.
Mm-hmm. The Packers are the youngest, along with the Jets. And the Seahawks. So the Seahawks are at 25.6 years of average age on the offense. Jets 25.3, Packers 25.8. On the defensive side of the ball, the Chiefs younger, but not maybe as young as we would like it based on more snaps for Noel Williams. So the Chiefs 26 and a half years old is the average age. That's 22nd. And that's again. That,
so they're remember, younger, but they're older compared to the rest of the league. Is
correct.
Teams typically start younger defensive players.
Overall, they skew older still as a whole entire team. 22 is where they rank, which again, that's going to be, or skew younger, I'm sorry. The five oldest teams, Steelers, Commanders, Browns, Broncos, Vikings, five youngest teams in football. I already mentioned Packers, Jets, Seahawks, Cowboys, Eagles. So more on the NFC side in terms of the younger teams in the NFL for whatever reason, just the way it's worked out. I guess, is that intriguing to you at all to see, you know, we talk about roster turnover and, you know, where you draft and things like that, you have to turn over the roster, but they still like they, I think they actually right now have done a nice job. They've balanced it pretty well. They have not gone full youth movement. You can't when you have a team that's trying, you know, to win now, but also at the same time, you know, they're not the Steelers who are basically the oldest team in football or one of the oldest teams.
I think if you look at it, it's encouraging to me because I think that part of the offensive age is being skewed by the fact that Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce exist. Like that is skewing where they are because I think if you actually thought about it, the Chiefs offense is incredibly young. They've got two offensive linemen who are just barely into their second contracts in the NFL. So they're still in their not even into their 30s, in their mid 20s, late 20s. Then you've got an entire group of wide receivers all on rookie deals. Royals, Worthy, Rice, like nobody's, you know, Juju's skewing that thing up and he's the fourth or fifth option on the team.
True.
Hell, even Tyquan Thornton's still in his 20s. And so, like, I actually think the offense skews younger than you think, and it's just the Kareem Hunt, Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes of the world. I think I feel better about that unit. Defensively, I'm kind of torn because defensively, I understand something that's going to happen very quick, which is what are you going to do when Chris Jones isn't around? And the fact that you're already on a second contract, like we mentioned for George Karlaftis, and you'll be on a second contract for Trent McDuffie here soon
enough. Our top pick next year, there's a real chance it's the defensive lineman.
And maybe an interior defensive lineman or somebody who can get to the quarterback in a hurry. That unit feels older to me. And part of it is because, not that they're physically older than the offensive side of the ball, they've been with the team for a long time, and as you just pointed out, defenses skew younger in the NFL. A lot of teams play 23, 24, 25-year-old. Defensive players, and some of their players just feel like they've longer in the tooth than that, I guess.
Here's where, like, some of the contenders in the AFC, at least over the last couple of years, if you're just wondering. So, for example, a team like the Buffalo Bills. So, where the Chiefs on offense, I said, were 27.2. The Bills are also 27.2 average age. Defensively, the Bills are 26.9 average age. The Chiefs, I told you, are 26.9, literally, or 26.5. And they're also 26.5. The Chiefs and Bills have identical average age on offense and defense.
But here are their oldest players in the team. The offense, it's a liar. They are one of, and this is why I'll give them a lot of time to grow this year, especially when they get other players back. In my opinion, they're one of the youngest offenses in the NFL. Here are their five oldest players. One, doesn't matter, it's Patrick Mahomes. He's their third oldest player.
Oh, the Chiefs, not the Bills, sorry.
Unimportant, okay. Because he's the quarterback. Robert Tonyan, Travis Kelce, Kareem Hunt, Gardner Minshew, Juju Smith-Schuster. Every other player on the team is 28 years or younger, and I would argue far more important players for where they're headed in their future.
Sure.
Like, way more important. Because, like, Travis Kelce's only for this year. He's not the long-term part of where those things are. Every other player on the roster, including all their wide receivers, essentially, are, like, 25 and under. And so, like, even Trey Smith's only 26. And so, like, I think the offense is still younger than even it looks like on paper. 16th is a bit of a misnomer because the two old tight ends and Kareem Hunt and Gardner Minshew are on the roster, you know? And Gardner's still not even 30. And so, like, I still think that there's a lot of growth there. All the young defensive players don't play. That's the problem. Bassa, Gelati, Noel Williams, Jaden Hicks, and Omar Norman Lotta, their five youngest players. Any of those guys play more than 40% of the snaps?
No,
this
and again, this number is not based
maybe
on...
Maybe Gelati, but that's
it's
it.
Important.
He's right at that mark.
Yeah, it's important to mention the way they're doing the age stuff on this is snap based on snaps through week two, not necessarily like looking at the roster and going average. This is based on who's actually playing. So I know
that's why the defense is skewing older.
Right, but it's based off that, but also you listed off some of the vets, like Robert... Yes, you're saying that, hey, they're actually really young. It doesn't count. Now, the numbers I'm giving you, though, are based on who's sure. played, though. So, yeah, Robert Tonyan.
Juju's had to play more, I would argue.
Yeah,
but
now,
sure.
Robert Tonyan, I don't know how many snaps has he played in the first 2 weeks. It can't be much. It can't be that. More in week two,
I'll
maybe,
be honest, when I was looking up the snap counts earlier, I did not look up
You weren't focusing on Robert Tonyan. Point is, just there's some guys that this number's already factoring in them not playing. That's all.
But sure.
Anyway, isn't that something, though, that, like, going back even, like, to the last conversation, is that something that Spags has to adjust to?
No.
Like you
I mean, he's had the number one defense in the league, so this is one of those like real tough situations. Would I like him to play younger players more, Drew? Yep. Do I get to be like, hey man, what's the deal? Why don't you play any of these guys more? It's like I run into a murky territory.
No, but to your point, when Chris Jones is gone, they are going to he's going to have no choice. But has to play a young player. He's going to have to play a rookie. And again, somebody mentioned it yesterday. It's tough.
Chris Jones is under contract for another 2+ years, and by then they'll either sign another free agent, big time player, or they'll be drafted. You know what I mean?
Like, I know, but is that where they're going to figure it? Is that where they're going to
do
stuff?
Telling
as long
you
as Spags is there, where you know what? I don't want a rookie starting for me. You can draft one, but I want you to go sign somebody in free agency.
Robert Tonyan, by the way, has played 10% of the snaps.
Okay. Yeah, Drew, I would say, again, unless they move on from Chris Jones earlier, in 2 years, if we think they might have to draft a defensive lineman in the first round this year, who's to say that defensive lineman isn't legit in 2 years? He's not a young player. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, like Gelati could
like
be a better
Chris
player
Jones,
2 years from now.
If Chris Jones was gone after this season, then yeah, I think you're right. They would go the free agent big time player route more than they would go and want to start a young player. But I guess what I'm saying is like they're going to have 2 years to prepare for his departure.
A lot of this is they're going to have to get way younger and play younger players, Drew, not because Spags is going to be forced into it, but because the thing that we don't want to admit, which is their cap problems are going
That's
to start being far more real.
Yeah.
Right now,
Chris
they're
Jones
able to survive their cap. But
Chris Jones' cap in next year is a mess.
It's astronomical. It's so high. And Patrick Mahomes' number goes up. And some of these other players who are playing a lower number two right now's numbers go up. And so, like, as much as I'd like to just sit here and pretend that they're never going to have cap issues with Patrick Mahomes, at some point, reality is reality.
Sure.
And they are going to have to, like, suffer the consequences of their cap, and that typically comes with young. That's why I feel great about the offense. Right now, there's not a single player
they're
playing on
offense.
You should
feel good about the offense, yes.
There's not a single player offensively that I like going for, that I think is a four-year player for them, that isn't already paid and figured out underneath the cap, or a wide receiver in their rookie deal. And I'll be honest, based on recent news events, I think there's a decent chance they're getting a discount on Rashee Rice if he ends up being really good when he comes back. Because
the Tyreek Hill discount contract,
I'll just
the first
tell you,
time you mean.
There was an article out at Yahoo Sports today that, you know, like Rashee Rice's, like the lawyers against Rashee Rice in one of the civil cases for the person he had hurt in an accident had said they still hadn't paid any of the $500,000 that for the first payment of the $1.2 million or whatever he owes because funds, right? A little short on cash. Not surprising. Rashee Rice hasn't made much money, and I imagine he had to spend a fortune paying just the lawyers to get to this part. He might be a discount guy. in a year. And so, like, the offense is where I feel good. Defensively, at some point, they're either going to have to draft some superstars, which is very tough, finding a play of Chris Jones caliber, or they're going to have to be young everywhere and athletic everywhere and hope that they've got one or two stars you mentioned they can, like, pay in free agency.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though, is that if they draft a defensive lineman and Chris Jones, like, if they draft a defensive lineman this year, which the class, unfortunately, is not that great at defensive tackle, so as it looks right now, but if they draft a defensive tackle, and he's that dude, and Chris Jones looks a little bit washed next year, but Spags is like, nah, I got to play Chris Jones because he's my – then that's what I think the problem is, where if he's like, well, I got to play Bolton because he's my guy, or I got to play Shamari Connor because he's my guy. I don't care if he misses tackles and can't cover
but by then he might play them because they're a second-year or third-year player. By then he likes playing them.
Doesn't make any sense, though.
Yeah, I mean, there's that, but also
he's that good of a coach.
I'll push back, though. Like, I know you were giving an example, but like you said, if Chris Jones is washed in a year, kind of like Nick Bolton, I think sometimes these conversations we're having about Bolton.
No, I did not say Nick Bolton was washed. I said he likes players like Nick Bolton.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I thought you were calling Nick Bolton
washed. That's what it sounded like.
My point is,
same with Chris Jones, like acting like Chris Jones or Nick Bolton. It's one thing if you can say, hey, you don't like how they're playing. I disagree with that. Either player looks like they're just done or washed or whatever. That would have been, to me, kind of crazy to say. That's all.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.